This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Scott Glenn Wright, 58 years old, was sentenced on Monday after pleading guilty to operating a vehicle while under the influence, marking his third offense. The charge stems from an incident in which Wright was stopped while driving an ATV on a roadway while impaired. Wright received a sentence ranging from 24 months to 10 years in prison with no credit for time served due to being on probation from an earlier Bay City case. At sentencing, the court emphasized the seriousness of repeated offenses and the probation violation. The ATV case highlighted the risk of operating non-traditional vehicles under the influence. Wright's prior record influenced the strict sentencing, underscoring zero tolerance for repeat DUI offenders on probation. Authorities note this decision aims to reinforce accountability and public safety on roadways. Brown City officials are applying for a grant to help with a repair. The council approved applying for a Michigan PAR plan grant for $4,000. If the request is granted, the money will be used to repair the fence around the city's water tower facility. During discussion about the grant, it was noted there are some areas in the fence that are not connected to the support poles. The council felt repairing the fence was important to keep public from getting in and damaging the city's water supply. In other city matters, the Maple Street Stormwater Project will be starting soon, and residents will be sent a notification letter before that project starts. And some new hires will be filling open positions in Tuscola County offices. The request of County Prosecutor Erica Wall to hire Rosemary Kubitz to fill the vacant assistant prosecutor position at Step Zero for $50,000 was approved. Approval was also given to fill the position as a full-time position in the prosecutor's office contingent upon a favorable background check, drug screen, and physical. Tuscola County's Dispatch Center Director John Ramirez requests to hire Nicole McMullen and Remington Lauf to fill the vacant positions as full-time dispatchers pending satisfactory background checks, as well as drug screen and physicals, were approved. They'll each start at Step 1 at a pay rate of $19.14 per hour. Also, Sheriff Ryan Robinson's request to hire Raylan Sonnenberg as a full-time corrections deputy was approved. The new hire will start at Step 1 with a $21.95 per hour pay rate. Now for a word from our sponsor, Flannery Auto Mall.
If you're looking to get into a new Buick or GMC, now is the time to shop Flannery Auto Mall with low rates and stellar customer service. Lease a Flannery 2025 Buick Envista with heated seats and steering wheel, adaptive cruise, power driver seat, lane change, and rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and much more for as low as $343 per month. Or a Flannery 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation with all-wheel drive, heated seats and steering wheel, 15-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, blind zone, cross traffic alert, park assist, and much more for as low as $385 a month. Lease a Flannery 2025 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab with four-wheel drive for as low as $333 per month. Buick, exceptional by design. Lease prices based on 2000 Buick signing, 36 months, 12,000 miles per year. Visit Flannery Auto Mall, 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
And playing the radio with no particular place to go. While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries for the hour. We do have five today. Francis Newton, age 86, of Imlay City, passed away peacefully Saturday, September 20th. She was born August 13th, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan. A private burial will take place in the Lakeville Cemetery in Leonard, Michigan, on Tuesday, September 23rd. The Great Thumb Nurse Honor Guard will officiate at a private graveside memorial service in the coming days. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial contributions be sent to United Hospice of Aspire at 2770 Main Street in Marlette, Michigan, 48452. You can make sure you go online and register at muirbrothersfh.com to share your memorials and condolences with the family. David Lamke, age 49, Harbor Beach, passed away suddenly on September 19th in an accident. Born on June 2nd, Dave grew up in Parisville, Michigan. Dave married the love of his life, Renee Guza Kramer, on December 7th of 2024. Funeral services for Dave will be Wednesday, September 24th at 11 a.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Dave will be on Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the funeral home and on Wednesday at 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. time of service. Memorials can be shared at ramseyfh.com. Karen Vollmering, age 66, of Ruth, passed away September 16th. She was born June 26, 1959, in Detroit. Karen and Gary Vollmering were united in marriage on April 8, 1978, at Ruth's St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church. Following Karen's wishes, cremation has taken place and arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memorials can be shared at ramseyfh.com. Walter Meisner, age 82, of Forestville, passed away Friday, September the 19th. He was born August 22, 1943, in Detroit. Walter and Carolyn Grimmard were united in marriage on June 28, 1968. Funeral services for Walter will be on Thursday, September 25th at 1 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Burial will follow in East Delaware Cemetery. Visitation for Walter will be on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. till service time at 1 p.m. Your memorials can be shared at ramseyfh.com. Jill Power, 50 years old, a back axe, passed away peacefully at her home with her family by her side on September 20th. Jill was born July 22, 1975, in Detroit, Michigan. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Saturday, September 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe, and private burial will be taking place. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered in remembrance of Jill to a scholarship fund for her sons in care of Tom and Sue Stahl. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
One day in Harbor Beach.
What number?
81. A dream came true.
How are you feeling right now, Steve?
Oh, I'm going to start crying. I'm so happy. I've always wanted one of these.
How did you win your key?
Max in the morning. Yep, I got it from Max. Yep, on a cow noise.
So are you the missus?
Yes.
What's your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so shocked. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
That's the whole thing. You never know.
And you know what? I feel bad because my coworker here, he was behind us, and I said, Jacob, go first. I just got a feeling. You go first. And I don't feel so bad now, Jacob.
Yeah. So it had a full frame restoration, full paint job, new tires.
See, I heard it had a frame restoration too.
And here's another set of keys.
And then I have another set.
She's like, I want a set.
Congratulations, Steve. From all of us at Thumb Broadcasting, enjoy the new ride. And stay tuned to 102.1, 94.1, and AM 1340. And be sure to follow us on thumbnet.net for the latest news and information in next year's car giveaway. See you then.
We're back with a look at your national and international news. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. Antifa, short for anti-fascist, is an umbrella term for a far-left-leaning militant group and is not a singular entity. It consists of groups that resist fascists and neo-Nazis, especially at demonstrations. The order didn't specify how the administration would label what is effectively a decentralized movement as a domestic terrorist organization. Trump had said last week on social media he would designate Antifa as a major terrorist organization. And Israel's devastating war in Gaza is expected to take center stage as the UN's gathering of world leaders gets into full gear. But humanity's myriad conflicts, rising poverty, and heating planet will also be in spotlight. Tuesday kicks off the UN General Assembly's annual lineup of speeches from presidents, prime ministers, monarchs, and cabinet members giving their take on the state of the world. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.